to your job.
And our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/draft. That's ZipRecruiter.com/draft.
ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Good afternoon. Happy Masters Thursday to you as we get ready for the gym class here on KGYM. We'll update you what's happening at the 2018 Masters Tournament, how Zach Johnson did, how he ended up, and take a look at the leaderboard. We're going to talk with Smokin' Dave Koken from Las Vegas. Mark Ironside's going to join us to talk about the World Championships coming to Iowa City. And speaking of that, we've got a pair of all-session tickets for somebody out there to win today on the program. Also, a Dr. Pepper prize pack going out to a lucky listener today. All that and more coming up on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And welcome in here on 1600 AM and the South Gym, 106.3 FM today as we have Minnesota Twins baseball on the North Gym, 107.5 FM right now. The Twins with a very chilly home opener as they take on the Seattle Mariners, but the game goes on. Another set of home openers. Sox have their home opener today against the Detroit Tigers. So we got some baseball. We got the Masters going on. And we have 30-degree temperatures despite sunshine here in eastern Iowa. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes back with us here today. Kyle Mann, our producer, as always, across the glass here. And good to have you back, partner.
Thank you very much. Great to be back. And thanks again for Kyle sitting in. I always count on Kyle. I know that.
He's an ace.
But yeah, the old eyes took a turn for the worse earlier in the week, and hasn't been a lot of fun, but hopefully we're on the mend for good now.
You need that. You need that.
I do.
Rusty also said that you should not miss a putt now. He also clamored in on that, you know.
Well, he shouldn't miss the pocket at Bowling Night in America either.
He didn't miss it too many times
last night. I noticed.
Yeah. We'll have more on BNA coming up here in just a little bit. Dave Koken's going to be joining us. Mark Ironside's going to join us coming up in studio as we talk about the World Championships coming to Iowa City this weekend. That's going to be a whole lot of fun, even though Russia and Iran will not be there. It's still going to be a great, great weekend. So that'll be coming up for you here in just a little bit. 319-366-1600. That is our phone lines. Also, that is our text line, the Hertinus Doctor Jewelers text line. They're located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. And as always, Gym Class being presented by Third Base Brewery. And great place to catch the Masters. We got Masters coverage this weekend on the radio coming up beginning at 1 o'clock Saturday and Sunday. And, of course, Third Base Brewery located at the corner of Blair's Ferry Road and Sea Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. When you're at third base, you're almost home. And we may have to a lot of Zach talk over the weekend as Zach Johnson with a very good first day at Augusta National.
He did indeed. Finished minus 270. He birdied two out of his last three holes and positioned nicely. He's only two behind the tri-leaders, Henrik Stenson, Charlie Hoffman, and Adam Hadwin. Zach currently tied for seventh and did a whole lot better than the defending champion.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. If you have not heard, Sergio Garcia will be presenting the green jacket. That's about all that Sergio is going to do because he tied a Masters record just about a half an hour ago with the highest recorded score ever on a single hole as he portrayed Kevin Costner on the 15th hole at Augusta National today.
It was sad.
It was. After a while, because he didn't hit bad shots.
He made it 13 on the 15th hole.
Par 5.
And he birdied the next hole, so he's plus 9 on the day unless something remarkable happens. He'll sit around until Sunday night to present the green jacket to the next winner. I mean, this is a defending champion. If you know the 15th hole, you've got to get in just the right spot. Very little spin.
And it's at the toughest pin placement it could be today, front right.
Five times. He hit it in just about the same spot and spun back off the green.
It was crazy.
And
it
you
was
know crazy. What? Pro golfers only carry, they don't carry a dozen golf balls in their bag. Typically only a half a dozen. And he was down to his last one, I think.
He used them all. I don't know if the caddy, runs up the hill to the clubhouse to go get some more golf balls or how it ever works.
I don't think you can do that.
I have no idea because I've never heard of anyone running out or close to running out. But he almost did tin cup.
Yeah.
There. But you know what? He made a 10-footer for the 13, came back, made a birdie on 16, like you said. So showed some intestinal fortitude right there. And we've all been there. We've all been there. I mean, the most I've ever hit in the water consecutively is two. But it wasn't the 15th, and you didn't have...
It wasn't in the Masters.
It wasn't
either.
In the Masters. And it's embarrassing enough when you hit two in the water like that. Think of a pro golfer doing it five times in a row. That's the bad news today. Mentioned Zach. That's the good news. Mark Leishman had it to 4-under at one point. He hit it into the water on 15 from behind the green. He chipped it too hard, went by the pin down the slippery slope into the water.
Yeah, you get by the pin there, then you're dead.
Vijay Singh, one of the good stories today, a 1-under par 71 for Vijay. Charlie Hoffman may have the lead for the second year in a row after the first round of the Masters. Hao Tong Lee right now is at -3. Patrick Reed is at -3. The medical marvel, Tony Finau, is at -3. If you were with us yesterday during the show, we were watching, had one eye on the par 3 contest during Caddy Smack. He hit a hole-in-one and celebrated. Started sprinting up a hill, did a quick turn to see where his kids were, I think.
Don't look again.
Yeah, it was not pretty.
No.
And actually dislocated his ankle, popped it back in right there, and went through all kinds of medical attention throughout the night, and he's 3-under par. That's a great story. Tiger finished up +1, wasn't hitting it straight today, made a few putts at the end, missed a few putts. It was a very round, I thought.
It was a grinding
73 today for Tiger. And did not make a birdie on any of the par fives today, and that's the big difference because you take a look, they showed the graphic earlier on. Tiger is something like -128 or something on par fives and +60 and everything else at Augusta. So when he doesn't make birdies on par fives, usually doesn't score particularly well. Problem with Tiger is he's going to have a lot of people between him and the top. And we could have, of the 87 that are in this tournament, we could have a lot of them playing with the 10-shot rule on the weekend. So that's going to be very interesting to see.
It will indeed. And you know what? If I don't know what Sergio is going to finish today, but what if he shoots 64 tomorrow?
Could.
Would that be a story?
Get back into it somehow. 319-366-1600. And your thoughts on the Masters are welcome. If you would like to chime in on the Hurtinus Dr. Jewelers text line, etc. Also, we've got, we mentioned the Dr. Pepper prize pack. Thank you, Steve. Everybody at Dr. Pepper down the hill for helping us out with that. We got a 24-pack of regular or diet Dr. Pepper to one of our listeners, your choice, plus some Dr. Pepper prizes, some KGYM stuff as well. We will have that for you here in a little bit. We got Bowling Night in America. We're going to talk to Mark here in a little bit as well here today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels open their Midwest League season tonight at the Quad Cities. We ask you in our poll question today, Emil's Hideaway, bringing it to you. What are your expectations for the Colonels this year? Keep in mind, what do they have, 8 of the top 30 prospects?
Correct.
In the Twins organization. Not that they'll be here all year, but it's a good start. Here are the options. A Midwest League title, at least a playoff berth, an entirely new team by the second half. Who cares as long as the beer is cold? And the beer is always cold at Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and behind Taco John's.
By the way, Bubba sporting a beautiful pair of green shoes today. And I did not see where Bubba's at as far as the leaderboard is concerned. Let me take a quick look. He is at plus one as well. That's good for 26th spot right now. 319-366-1600. Dave Kokin's going to join us coming up in a little bit. Plenty to talk about in the sports world with Dave from Las Vegas. Smokingkokin.com. That is his website. And we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. Mark Ironside's going to be joining us coming up as well. News out of the NBA. Kyrie Irving is out for the year. And what's that do for the East? We shall see. Maybe we'll ask Dave about that.
Mm-hmm.
Dave doesn't pull any punches. If he doesn't like something, he will let you know about it. If he likes something, he will let you know about it. So we will talk with Dave coming up here in just a little bit on the program. 314, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll come back, and we will talk with Dave Kokin from Las Vegas as the Masters, latest odds. We'll talk about that, talk a little bit about that NBA development, and some Major League Baseball with Smokin' Dave Kokin. We'll do it when we come back here on the Gym Class Thursday edition coming your way here on KGYM.
Great deals are happening now during Menards Construction Sale. Fertilize your lawn with Simplify season-long lawn fertilizer. Covering approximately 5,000 square feet, it'll feed your lawn for the entire season in just one application. A 34-pound bag is just $29.99 after mail-in rebate. Pick up a bag of Simplify season-long lawn fertilizer with crabgrass preventer for only $29.99 after mail-in rebate. Stop in and save big during Menards Construction Sale. Going on now through April 7th.
Save big money at Menards.
Nothing quite like owning a high-end tool. Well, actually, maybe there is. How about saving up to 15% on that tool? It's the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Save on more than 60 of the world's best brands. Register to win a tool valued at $600. And talk shop with reps who are sure to have the best tips. Don't miss the Acme Tool Sale this Friday and Saturday. Do your best work.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
Henrik Stenson playing the 18th, and he's going to have a, 12-footer to stay at minus four. So we welcome you back. Gym Class coming your way for a Thursday here on KGYM. Twins baseball on right now as the Twins home opener as they take on the Seattle Mariners. That is on our North Gym, 107.5 FM, coming your way right now. Tiger with a plus one today, a 73 at Augusta National Golf Club. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Kyle Mann with you here on the Gym Class on KGYM. We're going to talk some wrestling coming up here in just a little bit. The World's coming to Iowa City this weekend, and we've got a pair of tickets coming your way for that particular get-together. All session tickets. Mark Ironside providing those. Our thanks to Mark for helping us out with that.
What a heck of a prize that is.
That is a great prize. We're going to have that for you coming up here in just a little bit. 17 past the hour three, and we bring in from Las Vegas, the fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada, Las Vegas handicapper. You can read his stuff at smokingkokin.com. That's all one word, and that is Dave Kokin joining us here on this Thursday. And happy Masters to you. Are you a big golf fan, Dave?
Yeah, you know, especially the big events like this, it's a lot of fun. Throw a few bucks on somebody. And in fact, Stenson is one of the guys I threw a few bucks on this week at 38-1. So yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe I'll get lucky.
I think that's a great pick, Dave, and he's coming through for you at least today. I noticed on the Twitter feed that the money wagered leader is Ricky Fowler. Does that surprise you?
No, I know the ticket leader was Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Fowler's always really popular. you know, and he's always in the hunt. He just can't play on Sundays for some reason. He's not, you know, there's certain guys that just don't seem to be able to finish. I have no, it's got to be mental because Ricky Fowler's as talented as anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the best on Sundays.
Hmm. Jason Day, by the way, ending with a +3 today, so not a great start for him. It's a star-studded Masters field, and usually when everyone's talking about all of the great golfers, the top tens in the world, somebody's going to fly out from the middle of the pack and win this thing, like a Danny Willett or something like that.
Mm. Well, yeah, it does happen. You know, look, it's what makes it exciting to me. If it's always the same people, I don't know. I mean, it's not, I'm not knocking tennis, but... You know, how many years were there where it's like there's two guys that can win,
mm-hmm.
and that's pretty much it. And well, then what's the point of watching until they meet each other in the finals? You know, it's kind of like the NBA, although at least this year you've got some interest because things seem to be flipping a little bit. But, you know, the last couple of years in the NBA, it's been the regular season, it's just been a complete waste of time.
How did the NCAA men's basketball tournament treat you and Vegas?
Very good on the Vegas side, and very good on my side. I didn't do well in the smaller tournaments. The NIT was not so hot, and the CBI and CIT, whatever they are, I didn't do all that well. The NCAA did great. So I guess from a if you want to hit certain games rather other than you know the ones that don't matter, I guess that's a good thing. But for me, they're all the same. I mean, I don't care what the bets. That is the money doesn't know the difference whether it's a big game or one nobody cares about. And it was an okay postseason, but I wouldn't say it was spectacular.
Didn't Villanova cover every game?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah,
and I was on them. That's one team I did really well with was Villanova. I had them as my highest rated team going into the tournament, and they won. So, you know, no surprise there. I was a little surprised at how easily they handled a couple of teams. But you know what? When you knew it was their year, and that they were the best team, was the Texas Tech game, where they could not shoot at all in that game, and they're just terrible. Like 4 for 25 from threes, they didn't do much better on twos. They still won the game by 12 points. Like, okay, these guys are really good.
You like to do futures bets? You know, there's some prospects or some odds out for next year in college basketball already.
Yeah.
Do you like to tackle those?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Zero interest in that. I don't know who's going to be back on these teams, and what I'm going to tie up my money for an entire year. No.
Mm. There you go. There you go.
And by the way, you're never getting a good price anyway. The days of real good future bets are long gone.
Right. Right. Hey, you mentioned the NBA, and the reason I bring it up is it was talked about today, and it was disclosed Kyrie Irving is going to be out for the year for the Celtics.
Yeah.
And what's that do to the East now?
Which probably Cleveland or Toronto. Brad Stevens has done an amazing job. I think Brad Stevens is the coach of the year. I mean, they lose the key guy they picked up before he even plays a game in Hayward, and they've had injuries. I don't think they've had a single game this year where they've had their entire lineup on the floor. Not one. And for them to do as well as they've done, I'm going to be impressed with that. I think Stevens is a fantastic coach. And I would certainly be watching out for this team next year when they've got everybody back and they're going to be really good.
Dave, when you bet baseball, do you bet the team or the total?
I don't play that many totals.
Okay.
I'm much more of a side player than a total player.
How about your thoughts of right now? For instance, it's 34 degrees in Minneapolis right now.
What? Build a stadium with a dome on it.
What can you do? Would that give you incentive to play totals? Because you got to think it's going to be low scoring.
I know. But here's the thing, and I don't mean this to be snotty, but. Guess what? I think the odds makers know it's cold too. What do you say? I mean, they're not going to. It's like, ooh, it's cold. I got an edge here. No, the odds makers put it in the number. Okay.
Nope, I agree.
Nothing much is slipping by these guys. I can guarantee you that.
Dave Koken joining us here from Las Vegas on a Thursday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. And among the games coming up tonight, you got Pittsburgh. It was snowing there yesterday.
I saw that. I happened to turn that game on, and I'm looking at Ivan Nova on the mound. It's like, pitching in the snow.
Hey, the show must go on, right?
I guess, but nobody has ever offered me a logical explanation as to why they just don't load the schedule where they've got most of the games. I understand that some of the games are going to be in bad weather, possible locations. But why do you have to? I just don't understand. There are lots of warm weather places around Major League Baseball where it's just better to play the games there in April.
Yeah.
You know, a guy like you. Go ahead.
Why is Texas is on the road in April? And that means they'll be at home in July when it's like 9 million degrees. Makes no sense to me.
A guy like you is going to find a play every day, Dave, but isn't this a big time lull until August in Vegas?
Well, not for me, because I love baseball.
Oh, okay.
In Vegas, it is, yeah. I mean, although there's nothing now that's not high volume because of the presence of the apps. People don't have to go to the casinos anymore. If you're in Nevada, you don't even have to be. If you're in the state of Nevada, you can download the apps of all these hotels and play online. And that's why everything breaks a record now. This Masters is going to completely obliterate any past record volume.
Interesting. And in baseball, especially early on in April, it's only the first week, but what are you looking for? Are there any trends that that you kind of sit on?
I'm not a trend guy. I do matchups. I don't care about trends.
Okay.
I basically never look at them. Most trends can't be explained. And, you know, if somebody says to me, well, I don't know, the Angels are 6-2 on Wednesdays. Why? why are they 6-2 on Wednesdays? Well, if you can't give me a good answer, then there's a very good chance they'll be 2-6 in the next set of Wednesdays. So most trends to me are completely useless, unless there's some sound logical rationale as to why they work. Now, there are some in certain sports. In the NHL, if the team's playing its fourth game in 6 nights, it's not an advantage. Okay, it's a disadvantage. It's in the line, but you still might be able to take advantage of that in spots. But most trends are, for guys who win with them, that's great, but I've never found any reason to think they'd be successful. And I'm a matchup guy. I do a ton of matchup work. It takes me about 3 hours every day to do a full baseball card. And, I might land on one or two games, but it's worth it.
Cubs and the Brewers tonight, how do you see that one?
It's an interesting matchup for me because I think Suter is a guy who might regress this year. He had some really interesting numbers last year. He actually had phenomenal numbers the first two times through the order. And then it was a train wreck the third time through the order. I think he was 189th out of 192 qualified starters in LPS third time through the order. So I would not look for Suter to be going third time through the order this year. I still think with his assortment of stuff, he's got an 85-mile-an-hour fastball. I just can't see the success being maintained. But, he's a smart guy. He's a Harvard graduate. And I'm not saying that to be funny, because I think maybe there is something to that. He is intellectual enough to figure out ways to get things done. There's been some money on Milwaukee today. Yeah, Lester not exactly, and he certainly wasn't great out of the gate in his first game last week. I didn't play the game. I thought the line was priced just about right in the game. But this Brewers team has got to make some noise.
Yeah, they came back against the Cardinals a couple nights ago, walked them off. So then Milwaukee off to a very, very good start for 2018 anyway. Hey, Dave, we'll let you go. Thank you very much for joining us. Tell the people about your website out there and then get more information.
Yeah, I publish a daily blog. It's got a free play every day and occasional rants. And the website is smokingkoken.com. And anybody wants to get in touch with me about getting my plays, there's information how you can do that on the website.
Occasional rants, right? I like that.
I'm much nicer in my old age than I was years ago.
Hey, Dave, have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys, take care.
You bet. Dave Koken joining us, and check him out at smokingkoken.com. No trends, Mark. He's a matchup guy. It's all about matchups.
We did have a question in that regard on the Hertzien and Stocker Jeweler text line about a trending player, maybe a hot pitcher, and I think Dave is looking at the matchups.
Indeed.
And not any certain trends.
Correct. And he does his homework, like you said, 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all glitz and glamour out in Las Vegas. There you go. 329. As we go to break, we're going to give you an opportunity to pick up our Dr. Pepper prize pack right now. Kyle is going to take caller number 6 at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Refreshing Dr. Pepper.
Yum.
Great to have alongside as you watch and listen to the Masters this weekend. Or baseball, or whatever your game may be.
Anytime.
Anytime.
10, what? 2, 4, anytime.
I was setting you up, man. I was setting you up right there. All right, we will take a break, come back. Mark Ironside going to be joining us. We're going to talk about all the happenings in Iowa City. Going to take caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Back with more after this.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio.
Howdy, folks. It's me, Colonel Sanders. My KFC $20 fill-up includes a whole bucket of delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken, 2 sides of mashed potatoes and gravy, coleslaw, and 4 flaky biscuits for just $20. It'll feed 4 people. And it comes with a free bucket. And every time you use that bucket, you'll be reminded of how delicious that meal was. Now that's value. KFC, it's finger-licking good. At participating KFCs for a limited time, prices may vary. Tax extra. Extra charge for breast piece and side item substitution may apply. Offer includes 8-piece chicken, 3 large sides, 4 biscuits.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hiring? Every business needs great people and a better way to find them. Something better than posting your job online and just praying for the right people to see it. ZipRecruiter revolutionized hiring. Their technology finds great candidates for you. It learns what you're looking for, identifies people with the right experience, and invites them to apply to your job. Right now, our listeners can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Dan. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
May City Bowl is always a good time, Dukes.
Even when we're not bowling so great, Scott.
Well, May City Bowl does it right. A full-service pro shop for serious bowlers.
And fun for everyone, like Glow Bowling Friday and Saturday nights.
Our team, the Rusty Nails, is in the adult league.
But they have leagues for every age and skill.
And you can call ahead for open lane times.
So whether you're leaguers or just want to have fun, it's always a great time at May City Bowl, off Williams Boulevard, Southwest in Cedar Rapids, the official sponsor of Bowling Night in America on the gym. Oh, Canada! Adam Hadwin is your leader, solo leader right now. Phil's in a jungle at 11 right now. He just chipped out sideways. Tiger moved half the state of Georgia today on the 11th hole, and I think he hit a shank. He clanged it off some people.
Kind of looked like it, didn't it?
It looked like an El Hosali today. No one mentioned it. No one mentioned that word, but hey. He came through with a one over par 73 today. Zach Johnson, 200 par 70. Right now, Adam Hadwin is your leader, along with Tony Finau. Everyone should dislocate an ankle before the tournament. Mark Ironside joining us here. But before we get to Mark, we have to go over what happened last night. It was a very festive bowling night in America.
Was it?
It was a very festive bowling night in America.
You can maybe lend more insight since I'm out for the year and I wasn't able to make it out last night.
I will do that.
But I understand.
Hold on. We got to give the sponsor. It's brought to you by May City Bowl, located on Trent Street Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
The return of Rusty Swires meant a good night for the Rusty Nails, winning 2 out of 3 and the series against Viking. Buzz, sorry I wasn't there to rub it in, but I'll catch up with you next week. 3 out of 4 for Rusty Nails. We moved to 63-57. Not bad. Still in 8th place in the league, but only 6 out of 2nd. So with 3 weeks to go, a lot can happen.
That is the good news. We do have a bit of bad news.
In wrestling parlance, we need a throw. One of these last couple weeks.
You need a throw. I will give the bad news, though. The bad news is we were officially eliminated from championship contention last night. That happens.
Durline Scale holding a 3-game lead.
Yep.
And they've won it before. They may win it again. Chad Durline, speaking of Durline Scale, high game last night, 289. Marcus Mitz, 755. That's 6 700s last night, including our own Rod Bruner, the 720.
Did well.
So good job last night, guys. I'm hoping to make it out next week and cheer you on.
Yeah, always good to bowl against Buzz and the guys. We had to wait. Buzz actually had to do some traveling yesterday for his job.
Mm-hmm.
And
he works?
boy, are you going to get it? Buzz actually touched down at the Eastern Iowa Airport at 5:30.
Mm.
And he only missed one frame. So that's pretty good scooting right there.
He probably still had a good series, didn't he?
He did. He did have a good series. You know what? Other than my horribly bad first game, it was a good night pretty much. Well, a pretty good night for everybody.
Yeah.
So that was good to see.
Good job.
All right. And you can stop on by May City Bowl. They are forming summer leagues right now. And you do that on Trent Street Southwest or give them a call.
362-0136. Visit the website, maycitybowlcr.com.
There you go. Coming up this weekend. By the way, John in Columbus Junction was the winner of our Dr. Pepper prize pack. We welcome in Mark Ironside, the Hall of Famer. As we get ready for a big weekend of wrestling in Iowa City. And also, a big thanks to Mark for helping us out. You have some tickets for us, right?
They're still sitting on my desk, but yes, I have tickets for you.
Did you forget them?
Oh, as soon as I walk in the door, I'm like, ah! I will bring them back up.
That's okay.
I'll bring them back up.
We'll
or
get
I'll make
taken.
Loretta stop and get them on her way home.
This is going to be a whole lot of fun. Yeah, it would have been more fun probably if Russia and Iran were there. But, you know, so what? Still going to be great wrestling.
It's going to be great wrestling for Thomas Gilman because actually the competition that Mongolia and India is bringing at his weight class is way better than what Russia and Iran had, which is kind of odd, but it is. Gilman's weight class, I tell you what. Every match of his is going to be a really, really tough match. I mean, he's got the guy that the Japanese guy that won the world championships last year, the gold, beat him in the finals. I can't remember the score, but it was pretty good. He's got him second round, which will be at, let's see here. That is at a 2:30 tomorrow, or 2:30 Saturday. First round starts at 10 a.m. 10 a.m. and USA versus India. And I think his guy from India, he was in the top 5. So I think he might have been 3rd or 4th in the world, too. And the same thing with the guy from Mongolia. So Gilman's going to have a really tough weight class in this event, which is going to be awesome. It's going to be, I mean, I know that he thrives on that kind of thing. It's what the fans want to see. It should be very interesting. I think that it's really going to benefit and help the guys, the whole entire U.S. team, being on your home soil. I mean, that's got to be a huge advantage for them just from a time change perspective. You know, they're not trying to acclimate to a time change. They're used to their own food. Gilman's used to his own bed. And some of these other guys come from these other countries. I mean, they come walking into here and they just think that they're like treated like royalty and kings and walking around like, so they get a little sidetracked on kind of probably
the eyes wander.
Yeah,
a little
eyes
bit.
Wander and sidetracked a little bit. So I think that the United States team is stacked. It's a crazy good team. And I'm looking really forward to it. I personally have never been to a World Cup before.
Really?
Ever. You know, the only times it's really been here in the United States has been in L.A., and I've thought about flying out for it and watching it, but I never have. And I'm kind of glad that, you know, I waited because it came to Iowa City, and we have the best team that we've had in years.
This is going to be different wrestling than that folks see during the college season, right?
Yeah, this is freestyle wrestling, yeah. So the scoring system's a little bit different, but the same – same, you know, general rules apply, and the fact that, you know, whoever has the most points at the end wins. If somebody pins a guy, they win.
There are push-outs?
There are push-outs, step-out rule. Takedowns are only worth one, you know. It's all right. Same. It's basically the same thing. I mean, just the scoring system's a little bit different. They have, you know, a little bit quicker falls. Like, you know, instead of having to really – I mean, they have touch falls. Like, both shoulders just hit. You know, you don't have to hold a guy there for a full, complete, controlled second. You know, they have exposure points where if you could just roll a guy over to his shoulders, you break 90 degrees, you get two near fall. You don't have to get a count or anything like that. So, I mean, a little bit different. But even if you've never seen freestyle before, you'll catch on really quick.
This is actually a pretty tough opener for the U.S., isn't it? India's pretty good.
I think they're all right. I mean, they're I think Japan will be, you know, a little bit tougher than India. But it really, honestly, at this point in time in the game, I know a lot of people kind of upset that Iran wasn't coming, which I am as well too, because they bring in so many fans and they got their horns. Oh yeah, they're by far that country has the most following than any other country in the world. And even if we're here, it's actually unfortunate because you know they're going to actually probably miss out on a good 500 or 1,000 tickets sold just from Iranian fans. And they bring their horns. They're so loud. But it's fun to watch. And everybody knows the Iranian fans and what they're about and so forth. So from an entertainment point of view, you know, from a fan perspective, it's going to be a bummer that they're not there. But the Iranian team last year, they were, I think, 9th in the world. They were way down last year. It was a worst finish that they've had in the worlds in a really, really long time, which, you know, I think is probably has a little bit to do with them not coming because they know that they probably weren't going to be able to compete very well. So from a competitive perspective, I don't think we're really losing a whole lot there by not having, you know, Iran in here in the World Cup. I just like to see them just because a lot of their fans would just bring so much excitement to the atmosphere and of the environment within Carver Hawkeye Arena.
You mentioned that you think this is the finest team the United States has put out.
Well, we are, you know, defending world champions, and I don't know the last year that we were, you know, world champions off the top of my head, but, you know, this is the best team the U.S. has had in years and years and years and years. So, I mean, we're very, very solid, and they have alternates too. I don't know how much the alternates will wrestle. That's kind of up to Coach Bill Zadig for him to say, yeah, this guy's going to go ahead and wrestle this match or that match or whatever. But it's going to be hard to wrestle any alternates because, I mean, everybody wants to see Jordan Burroughs wrestle every match. You know, they want to see Kyle Dake and
Schneider,
David Taylor,
and Cox,
Schneider, and Cox. They want to see these, and Gilman. They want to see these guys wrestle every match. They don't want them sitting out a match, you know. So, but you bring the alternates here. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what the rule. I don't know what Zadig's going to do there or whatever. I know if I was a coach, I wouldn't probably be wrestling any alternates unless, you know, one of the main guys got hurt, and that was pretty much it.
Question on the text line. We prefer you listen to radio, but curious if it's streamed or on TV.
It is on TV, live. The afternoon sessions They're on NBC Sports, whatever that was that bought Comcast.
Oh, okay. NBCSN?
Yeah, NBC. Yeah, NBC Sports Network. Yes, same channel like the Cubs are on and so forth.
Or CSN Chicago, maybe.
Could be.
Look for it under there.
Could be. I know whatever channel Comcast was on, and I think it's the NBC Sports.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure, 90% sure.
Question on the text line from 7295 for you, Mark. Which wrestler from the USA are you most looking forward to watching? Besides all of them.
Yeah, because that would be my answer.
I mean,
all
you know
what
Gilman's going to do.
I mean, I just love, honestly, probably Burroughs. I mean, I love watching Burroughs, you know. I mean, who doesn't? You know, just the way that he competes as a competitor and, you know, that I know the team's been in the room since last, I think, Thursday or Friday. They got in and they've been training down in the Iowa room and, you know, it's impressive to watch a guy like Jordan Burroughs and how hard he really trains, but also not just how hard, but how smart he trains too. I mean, he's getting older now and that's one of the reasons he's still as good as he is. He hasn't beat up his body. He's just a crazy good competitor, but so smart as well too. And he's just a good combination of both, and it's fun to watch. But also, I mean, you know, watching Snyder wrestle freestyle is gonna be fun, and David Taylor getting after it. Dake's a blast to watch. You know, Gilman. You know, I mean, James Green. There's so many good guys. I mean, Stieber. I mean, there's really Jaden Cox. Yeah, I mean, there's not a bad guy to watch. But if you had to pick one, I would probably say Burroughs.
What team would you say would be the biggest chief rival to the United States? Who would they meet in the gold medal match?
I don't. Honestly, it's hard to say, but I was going to say Japan, possibly. I don't know. It'll be Japan, maybe Cuba, Azerbaijan, one of those teams. It's hard to say. It really, really is. It depends upon, like, because I don't know, I'm not as familiar with all their individual guys. A lot of times when it comes to stuff like this, they don't all bring their normal guys that wrestled in the world championships last year or might be wrestling world championships this year.
Right.
But basically what this is a world championship, just like the world championships, except for from a team perspective, like a dual meet. So basically you have, when you go to state high school tournament every year, you have the state duels and then you have the traditional state championship. Team scores are kept in both. Well, this is basically like the state duels. But this is, you know, the United States state duels, world duels.
Another question on the text line. Is there a superstar from another country that people should be looking for?
Well, there's before Iran and Russia pulled out, and I don't know how many were on those teams, but I think there was like eight. There's 10 weight classes that are going to be coming, and 8 out of the 10 world champions are returning to this tournament. Mm. And who's all on what team, I don't know. I'm sure they'll have all that in the program. And the good thing about it is, where I'm super excited about this, is I get to go sit in the stands and literally just be a fan. Mm-hmm. I'm a spectator just like everybody else, and they will announce. Every time someone comes on the mat, and they'll announce like what they did last year, you know, in the world championships. Hey, world bronze medalist, you know, in 2017 mm-hmm. world bronze medalist from whatever country. And they'll be very, very good about that stuff and very informative, you know, over the speaker and stuff. And
I'm sure Phil Hattie's disappointed not to be able to announce Azerbaijan's lineup or Kazakhstan.
They have sent him out, and man alive, mm-hmm. I would not. If they asked me to be the PA guy for this thing, I think I would probably not do it, because this is only going to go one way, because there are so many hard names.
You say that, Scott, but now I know you, and you would be so unbelievably prepared and talking it over with the ambassadors from each country, who basically are the translators.
Yes, if they gave me a pronunciation guide, sure, I could do it.
They for sure will. I mean, they'll be really. I mean, this is world class, literally, and they'll do it right, and it's going to be very, very important. But there will be a lot of good wrestlers from other countries there too. Like I said, 8 of the 10 returning world champions are going to be in Carver.
This is really a feather in the cap for Iowa City, isn't it?
It is. I think they've earned it. They've earned the trust of USA Wrestling, and from, you know, the Federation, World Cup Federation, just from having the Olympic trials there. I think having Dan Gable has a lot to do with it right here, which was kind of cool. Last night, the whole U.S. team went to Gable's house and had dinner at Gable's house, just kind of like they used to do when we were – when I was wrestling, and our whole team would go before nationals and have a big old spread and stuff like that. But it was neat to see the whole U.S. team there at his house, and he was showing them a lot of his former or his medals and different things and history. I think it was really cool for all those guys to see Coach Gable's house and him in person, and put away the Iowa versus Penn State, Iowa versus whatever rivalries, and hey, you know what? This is the United States. We're all one team, and that's what I like to see too. And it's really cool to watch and see.
Yeah, and everybody can get behind these guys now. The Penn State guys, Burroughs and people like that. So to cheer them on, so that's going to be good.
It is, and that's the thing about the Iowa fans, and what the Iowa fans are so awesome about is they come out for good wrestling, and they want to see good wrestling. And when they go down there, they're going to be cheering hard for Kyle Dake of Cornell. They're going to cheer hard for David Taylor of Penn State. They're behind the U.S. This is red, white, and blue, and these guys are representing. And I mean, it's not like it's the Olympic trials, and we got an Iowa guy wrestling a Penn State guy. Obviously, they're going to cheer for the Iowa guy. But right now, this is the United States, and we're very aware of that, and we're cheering for the U.S. And it's just an opportunity to see some wrestling that so many people, including myself, have not seen in our own backyard before. I've been to the World Championships. I've been to the Olympics. I've been to Olympic Trials so many times, U.S. Opens and stuff like that. I've never been to a World Cup event before, and I've always wanted to go to one and to have that opportunity right here. Tickets are still available. They'll be available at the door. I think as of right now, there was just over 7,000 sold. I'd like to get up to like over 8,000, I think would be really good. Actually, 10 would be really – maybe it's already 8,000 sold. I think what they did last year is they had 6 before, and they're up to 8 now. Yeah. So it should be really fun and interesting to watch. And you go to worldcupiowacity.com to get tickets online, worldcupiowacity.com, or you can get them at the door too. So, but I got a feeling there's going to be a whole barrage of people – trying to get tickets at the door. So if you have them ahead of time, probably save yourself a little bit of time. And I would get there early, too, just to watch these guys warm up. It's on an elevated stage. All the mats, the two mats are on an elevated stage. And it's going to be a really cool setup inside Carver Hawkeye Arena, something that our Iowa fans have never seen before.
Did you wrestle much freestyle?
I wrestled for 2 years after I graduated. I graduated in 98, and I wrestled in the world trials in 99. I got fifth, and I wrestled Olympic trials in 2000, and I got third. And then I would have probably not gotten out of it and kept competing through 2000 all the way through 2004, and probably would have made that next, all those World Olympic teams would have been probably something I should have stuck with it, and the Gable still holds it over my head today. So, but I did a lot of traveling, a lot of wrestling overseas in those 2 years. And wrestled some really, really good quality opponents. Got exposed to a lot of what, going to Russia, going to Turkey, going to Bulgaria, a lot of these great countries that I got to see and exposed to what international wrestling is all about, good and bad.
Go see, you mentioned get there early, especially, I think, like youngsters out there. Chance to see, see what Stieber does, see what Dake does, see what Gilman does before they get out there and wrestle. What a learning situation.
The wrestling that you're going to see, I mean, you think that you go from a level from high school to college, and then you go from college to this, it's just a whole nother level. And just the reflexes and the quickness of these guys and the explosiveness. And a lot of times you don't see just flurry after flurry after flurry because they give up exposure points. So you have to be careful of kind of like rolling around your back and stuff like that. But when you do see something, You don't want to take your eye off the match going on at hand, because something can happen so fast, so quick, and you're not going to want to miss it.
2325 in the text line is speaking to the culture of wrestling in different countries and what those countries may do that we don't.
Well, I can tell you right now, Iowa, I'm so used to saying Iowa. The U.S. is really well known for their aggressive style. The Europeans and a lot of these other countries, they don't like to be pushed. They don't like to have these matches are two, 3-minute periods. They don't like to wrestle hard the entire time. They want to kind of stand around, what we call kind of play the game, conserve energy, but then all of a sudden they're going to hit you with something so fast, so hard, and they are so good at it. That's what I'm saying. Whereas the U.S. guys are awfully darn good, but they get by a lot more so on just their aggressiveness and relentless attack to wear these foreigners down, and that's what you see a lot of it. There's really contrasting styles between we call the Europeans and the Americans. And one thing that's really helped the Americans is going to same-day weigh-ins versus the night-before weigh-ins, where guys can, you know, go and recoup and have a lot longer time to recoup. You go to same-day weigh-ins and you don't have as much recoup time. That's where your physical conditioning really, really becomes a factor, your weight cutting and so forth, and that'll benefit the U.S. guys.
There you go.
That was a good question.
Tickets still available. And give the website one more time.
WorldCupIowaCity.com. It's just WorldCupIowaCity.com. Again, I would recommend the sessions on Saturday are 10 a.m. Is the first session. That's going to be the U.S. versus India on one of the mats, and Mongolia versus Kazakhstan on the other mat. And then 11:15 is going to be Georgia versus Japan, and then Azerbaijan versus Cuba. And then tomorrow it gets started again at 2:30 and 4:30.
Saturday.
I'm sorry, Saturday. Yeah. And then Sunday are basically the same time. Starts at 10 a.m. And then 11:15, 12:30, and then 2:15 is the bronze medal match. And then at 4 o'clock, if the U.S. makes the gold medal match, which I presume that they would be at 4 o'clock on Sunday. So basically the U.S., if you need to remember this, the U.S. wrestles at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning or Saturday morning, and 2:30 tomorrow afternoon, and then on Sunday at 10 and 4.
Four times.
Hang tight, because we got one of the best prizes we've ever given away on the gym class.
How do we want to give this away?
Thanks to Mark.
First of all, he's got the tickets at his place, so yeah, we got to get him back here. So
I will.
Tomorrow, stop on by.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Here to get them, and you'll need to pick them up here at the studio. So out-of-towners, unless you want to make a trip down here, we apologize. But, hey, maybe you want to make a trip down here. It's worth making a trip down here, right?
It is.
Right.
Absolutely.
You got some sort of trivia or anything?
Name
like
the
that?
Only Iowa wrestler you're going to see down there this weekend. Well, that's not true entirely, is it? Isn't there an alternate?
Not from the
Gadsden.
Well, I say not from the University of Iowa, but you have Gadsden from Iowa State, and you have Cologne from UNI as alternates.
Just call her six. How about that, Scott?
And please, only call if you can use the tickets, too.
Yeah, if you can use the tickets.
And we don't want to
sure.
see them on eBay or anything like that, or Mark will come after you.
Yeah, I will. I know where these tickets will be sitting, so if you're not in your seats, if you get these tickets and you're not in your seat, I will know, and there will be heck to pay.
In a nice way, but yeah, there you go. Kyle, caller number six, 319-366-1600. You're going to pick up a pair of all-session tickets, courtesy of Mark, to the World Championships at Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City. Again, you'll need to pick them up tomorrow, 319-366-1600. And have fun. I know you will, so I didn't even have to tell you that to have fun.
I am. You know what? My wife is out of town with my 12-year-old. And in Des Moines for a volleyball tournament, and my other child is in Washington, D.C. for a school trip. So my oldest, Grace, and I, we're going to be doing nothing but turkey hunting in the mornings, wrestling during the day, and then turkey hunting again in the evenings. So we got an action-packed daddy-daughter weekend.
Didn't get much better than that.
It doesn't. I mean, the temperature could get a lot better, but
we'll be
warm inside wrestling-wise. Yeah. And she's super excited about this, by the way.
Cool.
They love wrestling, but Grace is extremely excited about going to this World Cup and seeing all the guys.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
You got it. Thank you, fellas. I appreciate it very much.
All right. Mark Ironside joining us. Real quick, the leaderboard here in the last 30 seconds. We got a six-way tie, Mark, for the lead. Four are in: Canadian Adam Hadwin, Charlie Hoffman, Patrick Reed, Henrik Stenson, Lee and Tony Finau are on the course. Zach is in a big group at minus two as well. Jordan Spieth in there also at minus two, along with Mark Leishman. Round one today. Of course, round two coming up tomorrow. Speaking of tomorrow, we'll talk some Drake relays coming up tomorrow, and Dan Shanka to talk about the draft.
Before a lot of breweries knew the difference between a hop and a scotch, we were already creating our now classic beers.